Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
I bring my prayer request to you, and I tell God everything that I need. But then I run out of things to say, and the Holy Spirit breaks in with groanings that I know not of, and He tells the Father what I really need, things I didn't even know that I needed. And He gives me things that I enjoy that I didn't even think that I needed or enjoy. And then, after spending time with the Father and my prayer partner, the Holy Spirit, I then get in the Word of God, and I read the Word of God. And then the next thing after reading the Word of God is I walk around on the side of the mountain behind our church, and I don't say a thing. I just say, Father, I've talked enough. Please speak to me. And Susie, with all the burdens that a pastor carries, and we all carry them, there have been times that I had burdens that were so big, I didn't know how to deal with them. But I have never gone to the mountain behind the church and taken my problem to God and spent time musing and meditating, that when I came down from the mountain, I either had the answer or I could cope with them. So I'm saying to you, the reason we don't build bigger dreams is we don't have time to listen to God. And I'm asked again and again, at the age of 76, Pastor, if you could look back over your life, do you have anything you'd change or any regrets? There are two things I would change. Number one, I would have dreamed bigger. And the second thing is, I would have taken bigger risk, because I have learned that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think. And in those 30-minute times that you give to God, where you don't limit Him, He can change your life.
Love that, Tommy Barnett. What a dear, dear man. With that in mind, I want you just to pause for a minute and think about what audacious, amazing, kingdom-moving thing would God want to do in and through you. Here's another, one last excerpt from Will Davis's book, Pray Big. Why do you suppose Jesus spoke almost to the point of redundancy about prayer? Why was He so emphatic about it? Jesus knew that His disciples' success depended on prayer and that they would never see any impact for the kingdom without it. He knew the kind of supernatural power that prayer would make available to them. He also knew that His church would never be built without it. In short, Jesus expected His disciples to pray. He expects the same of us. Are you praying big, hairy, audacious prayers? Do you regularly go before God seeking kingdom-level answers? Do your prayers require the best of God? As a follower of Christ, you need to know that you're on solid biblical ground when you're seeking a miraculous thing from God. You also need to know that all the divine power of the Creator of the universe stands ready to move when you pray.